Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie is the president of the Galen Institute, and she is one of our favorite folks on the planet, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She knows more about market-based solutions for healthcare and public policy, healthcare public policy, than anybody on the planet. And she is here to give us a report on where things stand on all the reform that should be going on to help make things better for you and me. Grace Marie, welcome back.
Jim, a pleasure to be with you on our 20th anniversary.
How about that? Yeah.
How about that?
I appreciate it very much, and thank you for all that.
Well, so, thank you for having me on all these years. And my goodness, we've certainly seen lots of battles, and they don't seem to end, do they, in this healthcare
Have space. We gone through some roller coasters over the last 20 years? Think about
it. And
we're
on another one.
In 98, we started talking about this. It was the Clinton administration. Then we went to the Bush administration, then Obama, and it just seemed like it got worse and worse with Obama. Now we're trying to dismantle this thing. What are the Republicans going to shoot themselves in the foot again?
Well, they're doing their best, but I think we're
they really
be
are,
able
aren't
to
they?
Stop them. They're really trying hard. They tried so hard last year to do repeal and replace, and because of a few recalcitrant members in the Senate. They were not
John
able
McCain,
to get
let's call him by name. John McCain was one.
Yes.
Flake
and,
probably the other one.
Yeah, and they really are in had post-traumatic stress disorder. They don't want to go back to health care. They don't feel they can get anything through, even though maybe we could talk about this later. We have really good ideas that we think actually can get traction.
And the president's helped them, hasn't he?
The president has helped them. He's done everything he can to try to encourage them, to buoy them up, to get this done, but you know he couldn't convince John McCain to get this over the line. Anyway, so here we are now with the individual mandate having been repealed starting in 2019, not this year, and the insurance companies are saying because of that, they are expecting another round of 30% premium increases this fall, and guess what? When the announcements would be right before the November election,
and land right between the eyes of the Republicans.
That's right, because now they own it because they weren't able to repeal and replace Obamacare. Mm-hmm. So they have been convinced that there's some short-term measures that they can take to basically bail out insurance companies with some new reinsurance money. This was a program under Obamacare that was supposed to expire that they want to revive, and also providing some additional money through cost-sharing reduction payments.
Would this be going on right now if the repeal had happened last year?
No, absolutely not.
This would not be part of our world, would it?
Right.
I want to make sure we emphasize this, folks. When you hear me taking John McCain to task, that great American hero, he wasn't a hero when he voted against this thing last year. And his vote against it and others who were not in favor of this have rained down this kind of mayhem on all of us right now, especially small business owners. Go ahead, Grace Marie.
Yeah, and you do have to think that it was retaliatory. Because
that's right, no question.
The House and the Senate bill were different enough they would have had to go back to conference, and neither bill that passed either House would have been the final one. They would have had a chance to improve it, and he could have had a role in that.
That's right. That's right. No, it was just
so
it
now
was just
they've got this omnibus spending bill that they have to pass in order to keep the government funded and not have another shutdown. And they want to include some money to temporarily shore up the insurance company so they don't raise premiums, so you don't wind up with companies dropping out of counties, so you have what you call bare counties with people on Obamacare having no coverage options.
Right.
But there are a number of reasons why this is a bad idea. And what we're saying is pull this out of the omnibus and come back to a real repeal and replace measure that will truly help people over time. Otherwise, they're just going to be chasing this forever.
But how are they going? Can they do that? Can they solve this problem in the way that you're talking about? Will that prevent them from getting skewered in the election in November?
If they pass a repeal and replace bill, I think it will go a long way.
Do they have the votes?
Delivering on a promise, a multi-campaign cycle promise.
When would this come up, Grace Marie? For a vote?
Well, it really has to come up by the summertime.
Right.
You know,
do they have the votes?
They don't yet, but that's what we're working
that's
on.
That's what you're working on. Okay, folks, you got the report right there, and this is why we love Grace Marie. She tells it like it is, and she knows what she's talking about. 20 tills, I should say. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.